with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he wants an honorable investigation into the ICE shooting death of Alex Preti in Minneapolis. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After reshuffling his staff overseeing the Minneapolis immigration operation, the president embraced an investigation into the fatal shooting. He called the killing very sad and that he'll be watching over the investigation. The president also distanced himself from his deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, who described Preti as an assassin who tried to murder federal agents. Asked if the protester was an assassin, the president answered no. Greg Clugston, the White House.
In Arizona, a suspect in a trafficking investigation fired a gun at a Customs and Border Protection helicopter and at a Border Patrol agent on the ground to return fire, critically injuring him. FBI Phoenix Special Agent in Charge Heath Yonke says Patrick Gary Schlegel, a fugitive convicted of smuggling, was shot and wounded in an encounter with Border Patrol near Aravaca, Arizona.
While reacting to an active alien smuggling matter, CBP agents came into contact with the subject. During the attempt to apprehend him, the subject used a firearm to shoot at a manned CBP helicopter. The subject continued to flee on foot while being pursued by CBP agents who returned fire.
The Pima County Sheriff's Department said the FBI asked it to lead a use of force investigation of the Border Patrol. It noted that such investigations are standard when a federal agency is involved in a shooting in the county. The suspect is listed in critical condition at a local hospital. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 408 points. The S&P climbed 28. This is SRN News. A new poll on abortion.
The Marist University survey reveals that 67% of Americans oppose abortion on demand for any reason and believe that the procedure should be limited. 63% think that doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel who have religious objections to abortion should not be required to perform one. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says, quote, "The American people are far more pro-life than the media would have us believe." Michael Harrington reporting.
There's virtually no mainstream support for the anti-ICE protesters who invaded a Minnesota church this month, even from those on the religious left. Brian Kaler of the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship says it would be very alarming if we come to see this become a widespread tactic across the political spectrum. Several of the protesters are under arrest and could face up to 10 years in prison. This is SRN News. Markets reached another record.
Stocks edged up to another record on Wall Street as gains for big tech companies made up for losses in other sectors, including healthcare. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 408 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Gains for Apple, Microsoft, and GM helped work against sharp drops for United Health Group and other health insurance companies. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market, but the value of the U.S. dollar fell sharply against other currencies again. Seth Sittel, New York.
U.S. consumer confidence declined sharply in January, hitting the lowest level since 2014, as Americans grow increasingly concerned about their financial prospects. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.